$11,132, Carl and Marion Krajcik, south of Road 270, Angola Beach Road, west of Herring Reach, being Lot 45 within Bay Point Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
I need this one.
Come on up. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Robert Hillman, 26 Sawmill Road, Bethany Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Good evening.
My name is Carl Krajcik, and I'm 23676 Herring Reach Court in West Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Basically here for
you. Say your name.
Marion Jean Krajcik.
What's your address?
23676. Herring Reach Court in Lewiston, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. What we're in here for tonight is they had filed for a variance 3 years ago. They had a deck put on this house. And we're back again filing for another variance in order to make this a screen room. They were approved for the setback, which is it's 5.3 feet from their line as it stands now. Now they want to close it in, make it a screen room, which puts it 4.9 into their 10-foot setback. The way their property set up, their property line, it meets to a common ground, and then there's a pond. There's nothing else behind them other than, you know, a little bit of property and common ground. And like I say, that their HOA and I guess the county too requires a 10-foot setback. And they're not quite halfway into the 5 foot. It's 4'9" where they are now. Go on. And as far as the uniqueness, you know, it's like I'm saying, their property line and the way their land is set up, you know, with a 10-foot setback, this was already put there at one time. They were already given the variance for the deck. Now they want to make it, I guess, an enclosed area, which makes it a livable space.
Right.
So they're required to go back through this variance again.
Okay.
Yeah, the property originally was too small for the size of the house, and actually Ryan had discontinued that model for that reason. So it backs up into the pond, and we're unable to do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. That falls into this uniqueness that they have as far as the size of the house on their lot.
Right.
It takes up more space than what Ryan Holmes expected.
Mm-hmm. And if I may add, there is a practical difficulty due to the condition. And the screen porch is partially started. And it would be a very extravagant and costly effort to tear it down and rebuild it.
Also, in order to reconstruct the deck, they would be looking at the same issue. It was oversized to begin with, and when the other contractor neglected to get a variance for it, he found out that it wouldn't get a CO because of that. He had to cut back 2 feet in order for them to get their certificate of occupancy at that time. So it's been modified once before, and doing it again, it would be very costly.
Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No, because it does back up to a pond. There's nothing more we can do about it. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The effects on the surrounding area, the screen porch will blend and enhance this neighborhood because the same siding will be used as in the existing home and the shingles. Right now, at least one out of four homes in the area have screen porches and decks, and a number of my immediate neighbors also have existing screen porches on their property.
Yeah, well, also, his neighbor next door had to file for a variance in order to put the screen room also, which is the same thing what we're doing here, yeah. And theirs was approved.
Right. And I also got statements from three of the neighbors, immediate neighbors, who also have screen porches, saying that they have no objection to us doing it. Yes.
Okay.
Um, The variance will not, will the variance represent the least modification possible or regulation at issue? Yes. Is the variance necessary to afford release? Yes, the following reasons why the variance is necessary. Both my wife and I have health problems. She has insulinema and heart problems. And she has an allergy to insect bites and to things of that sort. I've had skin cancer, so the roof's going to help.
Oh, the screen room in particular, yeah.
Is there
and we already have a permit that was that we issued for it, 298-477.
Yeah.
We've gone, you know, we've gotten everything that we were supposed to until we find out that the variance didn't cover. The original contractor, I guess he should have filed for a variance knowing that they were going to probably do a screen room at some point in time, and they wouldn't have had to pay this fee again.
But it's a different contractor.
Yeah, it's not me.
We do have the new one.
Well, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Questions at this time. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three.
One in the back.
Four. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, they did submit three letters in favor from neighbors.
Three letters and four here. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11132 based on the testimony and the applicant's ability to address the standards for granting a variance. There's uniqueness to the property, which he has also told us, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship or practical difficulty is not being created by the applicant. A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. The requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11132. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11132 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.